That was Elizabeth Hepburn with Children of Light. Welcome to Let's Find Out. The focus of this program is to have our hearts open to a universal, united, kind, loving, and forgiving planet. We've entered into a new decade and a new energy form, the transformational 20s. Let's all begin to strengthen the new energies on the planet, strengthen your intuition, and strive to live a peaceful existence free from fear. What strategies, prayers, meditations, and exercise can you use to tap into the higher realms and receive messages from your departed loved ones, creating a higher vibration of living? When we're upset and confused, where can we find the answers? How can we know which path to take? The answers are here on Let's Find Out, with our spiritually focused format and guests. Each episode includes Elizabeth Joyce's weekly stargazing report, a guided healing meditation, as well as ascension music by Richard Schulman. The purpose of every broadcast is to raise your personal vibration. Now it's time for tonight's program, Let's Find Out, with Elizabeth Joyce.
This is Elizabeth Joyce. Good evening, everyone, and happy Valentine's Day to the world. And tonight we're having a wonderful show. It's a Valentine's show, and we are here for you. So if you have any love questions, be sure to call us. And I want you to know that Frank St. James is with me, and he'll talk to the girls, and I'll talk to the guys. How does that sound, Frank?
That's okay with me. I love the gals.
The number to call is 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. Give us a call, and let's find out if you have a Valentine. So, Frank, do you have a Valentine? Have you had a good day?
I've had a good day.
How's your Valentine doing?
My Valentine is doing fine.
And, she's doing much better. Good, good.
Love Thanks. Is in the air. I could feel it.
Yeah, this is great. So we're talking about love, of which I feel personally that there hasn't been too much love lately on this planet, and we need to give it a good shot. And we're going to have some wonderful music tonight. We have that wonderful Nat King Cole song, when he sends love all over the world. And we also have William singing a poem from Rumi called First Love Story, which I sang in front of Deepak Chopra and a gang of people in 1995. I sang that song, and plus The Field, which is another one I love. So we're here tonight. Tell me about your love, and if you see love coming for us, Frank.
Well, I see finally things calming down, and people can concentrate more on their own loved ones and their family. And when they could do that, they could be friendly and spread love out to other people.
Well, so, that's great. I think they can.
I'm feeling very big changes that way.
I think there's going to be huge changes, and I think Wednesday a lot of truth is going to come out in this country. I even talk about it on Cosmic Tip. But, you know, I want us to send some energy out to the people that have been facing joblessness and very, very hard times and not able to feed the family. What can you say about that, Frank? Because that's serious.
Well, that's what I was feeling. I don't get to talk to too many people because most people are keeping it close to the vest right now.
Yeah, we're all in lockdown.
You know, so there isn't too many people to talk to. I just got my my shot yesterday.
Oh,
boy.
It was
about between two or 300 people there. It was very well organized, and there were some very nice people to talk to. And people were more up.
Are you feeling all right?
Oh,
after
yeah.
After the shot? Yeah, because a lot of people don't feel well after the shot. My son got sick. So I just wanted to know how you were feeling.
Believe me, I got through the Navy. We had 14 shots going overseas. I come back and I got transferred to another ship, and they gave me the same thing because there was a mistake.
Yeah, don't you love those kind of mistakes?
I think I'm safe for another 100 years.
Yeah, I think you are too. But everything is happening so fast now. The good news is that the end of this next week, Mercury goes direct. And I think things will improve after that. And it's amazing, don't you think, that the financial situation and the stock market has held up during all of this chaos? Why do you think that's true?
Well, I think the stock market is really a separate entity right now. The last few years, I mean. So it's the same thing. What I used to invest with commodities, every 2 days, either the market went down, the commodities went up, and it kind of follows with the moon, actually.
Oh, that's interesting. You know, I believe you. That's really true. So much goes with the moon. The moon is the emotions, but the moon carries the human emotional influence of the world, and it also carries the united consciousness of everybody, and that brings more emotion, so that if half the country is in fear, we're going to have that darkness of fear. But if half the country starts feeling relief, then that'll change the energy around you. So we all should take a deep breath tonight, Valentine's Day, and say, I love the world, I love me, I love you. You got something to add to that, Frank? Who do you love?
Well, I generally love most people. I mean, there's certain people I'm not going to love, but I might feel fondly towards them. But that new moon in Aquarius is starting to work with the whole population, changing how people look at things. I doubt if a lot of people are going to assume things anymore.
Yeah, you know? They're not. They're going to investigate. And we're going to have more clarity. And what do they call it? Transparency. That's the new buzzword. We need more transparency. We also need to remember that Jupiter is also in Aquarius.
Yes.
Jupiter, Mercury, Saturn, and Mars. And I have it on my report tonight. Everybody listen closely to the report tonight, because we're going to have a big shock and upset this week in our country. I feel it will be Wednesday, and I know it has to do with what's going on in Washington. But that's not the only place in the world that we're going to have some shock. And whatever the revelations are, whatever they are, remember that we are on the process of setting up a new world. So it's time to release and let go the old ways of doing things. And some people that we put our faith in will disappoint us. Right, Frank? Don't you think that getting to the new world has to work through it?
Well, it's finally a lot of people that have been sending dispersions against the president and other organizations are finally getting exposed now because they have nothing to hide behind.
Well, I think it's going to be, it takes a while for the background. If you read my book Backstage, it takes a while for the background to catch up. In other words, you have to get the proof positive, and then you present the problem. You can't do it beforehand because that's only hearsay and that type of thing. It's going to be very, very interesting to see what breaks, and exciting too, because you know, when you have a feeling about somebody, you ever see somebody, Frank, and have a feeling about them and wonder why and maybe get mad at yourself for having that feeling and then have it prove true later on down the road?
Well, that's basic instinct. I mean, but that's what we go by most of the time. And if we don't, it'll turn around and bite you. That's the way it is.
Sometimes when I hear somebody passed away or somebody's very ill, I usually know when there's a sinister plot to it. And when you find out that you're right a few months later or even a year later, it's a little creepy. Did that ever happen to you? You know, being psychic, we see more things than normal people do for some reason.
I haven't thought about it that way. As you know, I do, I work with the other side since, I was 7 years old. I had experiences. So it's a whole different feeling. How people pass or what the circumstances is. I'm an investigator. I investigated over 400 different murders. And I'm still uncovering links to certain people, which has been interesting.
Yeah, I am
lately.
Too. Well, what I'm finding is that my thoughts that have been, I've kept them to myself, about what's going on in this country since the election are proving to come true. And I think that's amazing. I really do. Again, this is Elizabeth Joyce on Let's Find Out. My guest tonight is Frank St. James. We'd love you to call in with your Valentine's question, 888-627-6008. It's Valentine's and everybody deserves to have one. Do you have a Valentine? Call in and let us know. So, Frank, what's going on for the rest of February as we go into March? I know some things are going on.
Well, I could see almost every country is going through changes.
They are. And they're changing leaders.
People are just not putting up with their government in certain aspects. I mean, not that they want to overthrow them, but they have been protesting. And that's all part of the Aquarius. I mean, this is a magic time in the universe for change. And
I think it's very magical for change. And I also think that some people, if you start visualizing the outcome and put it inside of you and know that you can really do it, you're going to find yourself being successful. The next 4 weeks, we're in Pisces. We go into Pisces next week. The next 4 weeks, what's going to happen is when you start a new project and you have people behind you, you know that you can do it. Just visualize the outcome and you're going to find uncanny support as you start becoming successful. Do you know what I decided, Frank? I decided that I was going to start to build wealth. And do you know, when I said that to myself, something happened inside of me. It was like a window opened, and I felt like that could really happen. I just thought that was pretty neat. You ought to try it. Everybody should try it. What do you think?
Well, I got a good money stone, and it's from Mexico. And there was a church there back in the 16th century, and they had these stones to bring them. The church money is very poor. They started rubbing these, and they're shaped like a heart. And they started rubbing
That's
the stones
nice.
And picturing money come in. And by God, it did come in. So
Well, after I did that, I had a dream about writing a new book, so I've started a new book.
Yeah.
It's called Mysteries Revealed Beyond Mortal Boundaries. And it's about how when we connect with our spirit guide within and hook to our blessed higher self, and we start working from that approach, everything will come to you. Everything and more will come to you. I know you know a little bit about that, Frank.
Well, I always believed in working within myself first and getting rid of negative things and working towards the positive, always trying to keep a balance.
Mm-hmm.
And when I do that, then I move forward. And
well,
I'm always interested in mystery. So I've had many adventures,
unsolved
and I hope
mystery.
I still will.
Well, you were on the Bio Channel. They did a whole series on your life and your escapades, I said. You also were on with me on Beyond Chance, and we did another one. So we've done a couple of shows to show some of our work, but there's so much work that we do that, yeah, you know, you don't even talk about. You just do it and move on. It's really interesting.
Right. And you always find something new. All of a sudden, right, that inspiration hits you, and you start going into that and hoping that that's going to be something that you can use.
When every client, tell me if this is true for you. Every client that I work with, I learn something from. And many, many clients teach me new ways of thinking or maybe show me I should open up to something new. And it's amazing how that works because you help them and they help you and they may not even know it. But I find that that's true for everybody. We need to get out the message, our weekly cosmic tip. So we'll take a break, and Frank and I will be back after this. Remember, it's Valentine's Day on Let's Find Out, and we'd like you to call in and tell us about your Valentine. Or if you'd like a Valentine, ask us about that. The number is 888-627-6008. And now it's time for the weekly cosmic tip. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out, and now it's time for our weekly cosmic tip. Listen carefully this week. It's important.
This week is trouble looking for a place to happen, wedged between two soft, dreamy pillows. Midweek will be one of the most hardcore astrological aspects of this decade, which I have named the Terrible 20s. I named it around 2018. The energy is similar to a bomb delivered in a beautiful package topped off with an iridescent butt. Monday brings in dreamy-eyed Pisces moon, sending out love and healing vibes with a stellium of planets in idealistic and future-oriented Aquarius. The Sun, Saturn, Jupiter, Mercury, and Venus. Also, Mercury aligns with nature lover Jupiter on Monday, USA President Day in the United States. It is an ideal day for daydreaming, art, and whispering sweet nothings. Gather the flowers and gather the cheer, because everything will go out of bounds by Wednesday, February 17th, as the first of four times that Saturn in Aquarius squares Uranus in Taurus. This aspect also occurs in June and November of 2021, as well as October of 2022. This is a dominant theme for 2021, but the first clash is always the most powerful and devastating. It's a dance in four acts. This first square is given emotional power by the moon's exact conjunction with Uranus. This is a period of time when the revolutionary power of the controlling bully is released in full force, running roughshod over the existing establishment. Any cool-headed, well-intentioned player will be at a disadvantage when confronted by righteous, deceiving, power-hungry, and lying zealots. Saturn wants stability and slow growth, while Uranus wants a revolution, and it wants it now. Although the energy differences may feel like driving with an emergency brake on, it brings us a positive change that will have lasting value. In the event that we see clashes between the government and revolutionary behaviors on both the left and the right, as well as in other parts of the world, and not just in the U.S., this will be going on, just understand that this is a part of the growing pains as the new world comes into being. That's going to take another 6 to 7 years. Choose your side, or escape it altogether by choosing to stay out of the fray, which is probably the best path to take. Because the moon promises that there will be nothing but pain if you're getting involved. When diplomatic Venus tries to make peace with out-of-control Mars on Friday, we all learn that there is no such thing as negotiating with crazy, out-of-bounds energy. It's like talking to a Category 5 hurricane and telling it to stop. Instead of hitting your head against a stone wall, wait for the weekend when Mercury turns direct. This brings in a greater mental clarity, along with the feeling of who could give a rat's ass, Gemini Moon, sending out harmonious vibes to Saturn, Mercury, and Jupiter. There's an old English adage that I learned as a little girl up here in New Hampshire. Once again, it's ringing, and once again, it's ringing true. Living well is the best revenge. This you can use with your love, peace, and harmony, as well as silence. At last, you can practice flexibility and adaptability as the communication planet Mercury changes direction and moves forward again. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Visions of Reality. The website is new-visions.com. If you'd like to make a call to ask a question or book some time with me, the 24-hour answering service is 201-934-8986. Happy Valentine's Day. Happy Love Month. And I'll see you next time.
Hi, this is Elizabeth Joyce, and we're back again on Valentine's Day. And we'd love you to call in and talk to us about your Valentine. We're at 888-627-6008. I'm on with Frank tonight. And Frank, let's talk more about some loving things that are going to come forth this spring and summer. Because we've been locked down for so long, it's time for us to start moving again. It's summertime.
Well, it's gradually, gradually moving. Slowly, which it should, slowly but surely, as the public places start to open up a little more, people start to get out, they're a lot more friendlier, and just enjoying themselves. That and joy, maybe, hopefully that lasts for some time.
Yeah, it does. We do have a caller, Stephanie, so she's yours. Stephanie Singh from Colorado. She's February 15th. So, Stephanie, happy birthday. Your birthday's Monday, tomorrow, right?
Yes, it is.
I have a very close friend whose birthday is tomorrow as well. So, what did you want to ask Frank?
I'd like to find out about my oldest granddaughter. She's having a really difficult time right now, and I'd like to find out, you know, what you guys think.
What's her name, and when is her birthday?
It's Brittany, and it's November the 22nd, and she's 20.
Okay, what you got, Frank?
Is did she go through a couple bad romances?
Yeah, we just found out she was raped a month ago by her friend.
Oh, my God.
So she's having a real difficult time with it.
Yeah. Is she going to therapy or what right now?
Yeah, we've been able to, you know, try to help get her in that, but she's just having a very difficult time.
Of course. But she does, sure. You know, she can talk to Frank offline, and I know that he can comfort her. And I know that he could let her know that it wasn't her fault, and she doesn't have to feel guilty and that type of thing. Because it's a very humiliating, degrading feeling, and if you already do feel bad about yourself, it certainly can get a lot worse. So, Frank, what words would you have to say for anybody that had this
experience? Now, was she...
I have a question. All right. Was that her boyfriend or just somebody new?
No, it was a friend that she'd had for 5 years, and she had been drinking with the girlfriends, and then the friend comes over and wants her to go to the Quick Trip or whatever, and she blacked out. So, it's been really tough on her.
Sure, sure. Well, the good thing is, if there is a good thing right now, is she's in a decent position, right, for the next 6 months to get herself back on track. And if she gets the proper advice, she should do well to start them back. Of course, there's always that matter of trust, and
right.
Even in a regular relationship, if you lose that, you never get it back, usually. But she's not going to be as bad off as you might think. But I'm not saying she's going to be perfect, but I just
right.
have a feeling that she's going to get the right advice and learn. She might learn something new, too. She might get into some type of meditation, something that will calm her down, which I'm sure Elizabeth can provide
on
that.
I certainly can, Stephanie. I have a few things that I could help guide her with, and meditation will be very beneficial to her. And she also, Louise Hay taught us a meditation that was very interesting. I'll explain the meditation to you, where you sit in a chair and you put the offender across from you, and then you beat him up in your mind. You beat him up, even if you use a baseball bat. It doesn't matter what you do, because you're beating the energy that was there, that evil energy. And then you take a deep breath and you bring in your master, whoever you believe in, and you turn around and you see that energy there and you forgive him after you get all that anger out. It works.
Okay.
It works.
Yeah.
You have to have the right counselor that knows how to present it, and I do that meditation. So if you wanted some help with that, we could do that offline.
And I used to work with, I'm a hypnotherapist also. And it's bringing back that balance in the mind that's going to help.
Right.
You know,
right.
So
right.
there is help, and she's going to eventually, I feel positive about this, she'll eventually get to that point where there's a balance in her mind.
And she's a Scorpio.
Help her.
Scorpios are very sensitive. Right now, she's still in shock, Stephanie, and that could last about 6 months. So, you know, when all of a sudden someone that you believed in and thought was a friend harms you in that way, it takes a while. So it's coming.
Right.
Remind her that she's the Valentine because she's got a beautiful heart. Just remind her that.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you for calling. Let's find out.
Should I ask another question?
What would you like to ask, Stephanie?
Well, I read today that Mitch McConnell is saying that Trump isn't out of the woods, that they could go after him and prosecute him.
I don't care what Mitch McConnell says. And we really don't answer political questions on the air, Stephanie.
Okay.
So take it
all
with
a
grain of salt, just like everything else.
Okay.
Everybody
good.
Has a right to their opinion.
Right.
And you know what you say to that, Stephanie? God bless him in his truth. God bless him in his truth.
Yeah.
That's all you can do. There's always a motive. Again, thank you for calling. Let's find out. Have a wonderful, wonderful evening.
You too.
So, Frank, what did you do for Valentine's Day? Were you able to be with your wife or talk with your wife?
I haven't seen my wife in 2 months.
I know she's in the hospital.
She's been going back to she went to the hospital rehab, going back to the hospital rehab. But she is doing better.
We're all praying for her.
That's the most important thing. No.
That's good, because you sound better. You don't sound as worried. So we want to bring her home soon.
That's my love of my life. So
I know. It's been a long time. We've had some good years together. So let's talk about new projects and creativity. This is the love month, and we really do need to focus on that. But some people are going through such a bad time, it's hard for them to focus on anything. But what I'd like to bring forth is the possibility that jobs are going to pick up and money is going to get better. And it's a slow process, but I think some of the things that have happened are going to be reversed from the people, because the people are the ones that have to do the reversing. Don't you think, Frank?
Well, it's the most important thing that's happened all over the world right now.
I know.
Is that there's so many planets in Aquarius that it's forcing the public not to take what they have been taking from governments, certain people in governments that have been abusing them. And that's what's happening. And I do feel that finally people are coming, a lot of people are coming to their senses finally to see that they just can't elect somebody and it's going to be happy ever after.
The other side of the coin is a lot of things were held back, especially Biden's illness, and I think that that's sad because I think if some people knew how bad it was, that they certainly would have done something. But anyway, we are trying to all cope and stay together, and we can. And I think one of the most important things that everybody's learned is what is important. It isn't the car that's important. It's what you put inside the car. That's a new commercial, and I love that commercial. It's what you put inside the car. It's your heart. It's your family. It's your pets. It's your little dogs and little cats and your little children and your older people, too. The dear, beloved senior citizens that have been really abused more than anyone else in this epidemic. So the epidemic is coming to an end, although I don't think it's going to quite be over until about another year, because we're still perfecting the vaccines. And they're even saying that people that have had the shots are getting COVID. So it has to be, we got a ways to go yet, don't you think, Frank?
Yeah, well, there's a small percentage of people that are their second shot, they've been had some symptoms, but they do work out. They do work out. You know,
well,
everybody's an individual.
Sure
it depends what you've been eating all your life and how you've been conducting yourself health-wise.
And so, I do think that if you feel that you shouldn't get the shot, to follow your gut and give it more time. Because really, the rule of vaccines is to wait a year and see how it does with everything. And then they'll perfect it, and they already are starting to perfect it, and you'll be able to get the one that will save you. I'm not saying this isn't serious. It's very serious. But if we keep up with the masks and the washing of the hands and the cleaning and the, you know, 6 feet apart and 10 people in a room, I think we'll be all right. We're trying to anyway. So, Frank, I want to talk a little bit that's different and lighter and ascension and how we can get there and how to get out of fear. What have you got for that?
Yeah, and I was also in a couple projects on the radio about relationships when I was up in Massachusetts, which I spent over 20 years. And we used to tell people, don't go telling people when you meet somebody, just to please them, say anything. I like to walk on the beach when you don't.
Mm-hmm.
I like to walk out of the woods when you don't. You know, there's certain things that we're going to turn around and really destroy that whole relationship, which I found out, that you really don't do any of that stuff. So be honest. And most of the time, those relationship will work out. And especially today, drop the phone. I see people connecting and they're sitting. I saw a program where a guy was sitting there and he met the girl and she's on the phone talking to a girlfriend all the time. So,
well, that wasn't a good connection. That's usually a way of saying this isn't working out. All he had to do was excuse himself and leave, and that might have That might have shown her something. If he said, I see you're busy, I'll, you know, maybe another time and just leave.
Exactly.
That would have been exactly.
And that's what he did.
That's good. That's good.
But people are longing right now. They've been isolated too long. They would like to meet somebody and have a normal relationship. The love is there. They've been holding it back. They're going to start connecting. You're probably going to see a lot more marriages in the next 6 months
babies.
Yeah, as they get out a little more and start connecting. So I'm really positive about this. I'm really positive.
Yeah, I am too. We're going to have a lot of changes this year, and it's only just begun. And now it's time for our half-hour break, and we're a little bit over time. So this is Elizabeth Joyce. Frank and I are going to be back after these messages and the song by Nat King Cole. You'll love it. Enjoy it. We'll be back soon.
Elizabeth Joyce's Elixir Tea is really a healing tea. It's blended according to Ayurvedic principles and the chanting of Sanskrit mantras. So it assures a deep cellular healing, relief that flows from within. So drink Elizabeth's healing tea before you meditate. Order it online or call 201-934-8986. 201-934-8986. Now more than ever, you need Elizabeth Joyce's sanitizing healing spray. It clears and cleans viruses and germs, and it helps to prevent spreading those viruses and germs. Elizabeth's sanitizing healing spray contains frankincense and sandalwood. You spray it as generously and as often as you need. You can order it online or call 201-934-8986. 201-934-8986.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com, Station 1. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet talk radio on the planet. It's Let's Find Out, and honored guests come every Sunday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial toll-free 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com/Let's Find Out. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's on BBS Radio. So now, let's find out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
Love is the thing, it's the one thing you see. All that it takes is a he and a she.
All over the world. All over the world.
Love was and love is and always will be. Lovers can be found in foggy London town, in Rome or Peru. Even in Damascus, lovers never ask us what they should do. You don't have to park in Paris after dark to know that it's true. Love is a wonderful thing. All over
Love is the thing, it's the one thing you'll see. All that it takes is a he and a she. Love was and love is and always will be all over the world.
Whether you're in Maine or California, doesn't matter, I know. You can be in Tennessee or you can be in Old Mexico. It can happen summer, spring, or fall, or when the winter winds blow.
Lovers can be found in foggy London town, in Rome or Peru. Even in Damascus, lovers never ask us what they should do. You don't have to park in Paris after dark to know that it's true. Love is a wonderful thing.
Song, and I know you do too, Frank. This is Elizabeth Joyce, and that was Nat King Cole singing All Over the World. Let's bring love all over the world. That's why I play it, because it's really what we need. So we're moving into Pisces energy at the end of this week, and Pisces energy rules, well, Neptune rules, and it can bring out new movies. It can bring out very vivid dreams. So if you have dreams, you can consult either Frank or I on what your dreams mean.
And we're also, Pisces.
Yeah, we're both Pisces. And it also brings a little bit of intuitiveness. So follow your intuition in the next couple of weeks. It's different. It's lighter. We're also going to change daylight savings time on the 14th of March, which is a month away, and I can't wait. I really love it when it's lighter and it doesn't have the sunset at 4:30. So what do you see for next month, Frank?
I feel it's going to bring out a lot of creativity and a little more flow on the common sense side, especially emotions. Emotions are, and Aquarius is helping with the emotions, believe it or not. But, I really feel that emotionally, people are calming down because of so many things that papers, newspapers, and everything said about things are just the opposite.
Right.
So I think a lot of people should be listening. Period.
And just keep silent and just go within. You know, I have this thing. My friend Dick Summer, who's very well known as a voiceover, is the one that's doing my commercials. He did them for me, and I'm just so pleased. But he was a hypnosis teacher in New York City, Frank. And I used to go in, and it was called Quiet Decisions. And he had a mantra that he told everybody, and we used it time and time again. And it goes like this. Emotions are important. Logic is important. Emotions are more important. And I just love it. I really do. If we can remember that, and how we respond and how we react to things comes out of our emotional responses. So that's helpful.
And I must interject that since I started going back into my hypnosis studies, I picked up, I'm always calm, relaxed, and composed.
So as soon as I start to get a little upset with what's going on, I start saying that to myself, and I have been calming down to the point where it's been helping.
Well,
emotionally.
We were given a triple trigger that anybody can use, so I'm going to give that to you too.
Sure.
You take three deep breaths, long, deep breaths. Think of your name in your mind said with respect. Think of your name said with respect, and take your thumb and run it across the tips of your fingers of your right hand. So you take three deep breaths. Think of your name said with respect, and take your thumb of your right hand and run it across the tips of your fingers. Now, you can do that anywhere. You can do it at the grocery store. You could do it at work. You could do it anywhere. You can even put that right hand behind your back and do it. But it absolutely works and slows down the heartbeat, and it helps you get centered, and it helps you pause to think before you respond. I think we should have used it in Washington last month. But anyway, it's wonderful. I'll say it again. Three deep breaths. Think of your name said with respect. And take the thumb and run it across the tips of your fingers. And you can think that. What is it that you said? I am calm.
I'm always calm, relaxed, and composed.
And think that. I am always calm, relaxed, and composed as you do the three deep breaths. And as you run your thumb across the tips of your fingers. And that will help. And it's scientific.
You know, I was thinking of, I remember there was supposedly a little bit of help when you're looking at a person that you're interested in. Think of pink, the color pink between the two of you.
That's true, because pink is the color of love. We have another caller for you, Frank. It's Jennifer. Jennifer Nelson from Raleigh, North Carolina. And her birthday is July 30th. Welcome, so let's find out, Jennifer.
Hi, how are you guys?
We're doing great. What's your question for Frank?
Well, lately I've been thinking a lot about my grandmother and my grandfather. Mm-hmm. They raised me. And they passed when I was quite young, and just for some reason, it's like I can't shake it. So I'm just curious, you know.
What were their first names, Jennifer?
Francis. And William.
And William. Have you got something from Francis and William, Frank?
They've been trying to come through periodically because you've been going through some problems, and they've been trying to come through and give you that love and that and pick you up and trying to point that give it up, move forward. That's the message I'm getting.
Don't stay stuck in the pain.
Does that make any sense to you, Jennifer?
Kind of, because I'm still, well, I was diagnosed with cancer in 2018, and it's like it's moving so slow, and I'm really struggling because I want it over with, and I feel like the doctors are kind of just the doctor who was supposed to do my surgery, she was supposed to put me on a schedule for surgery, and then when she didn't, it was like she pulled the rug from up under me, and I was just like,
what you need to do is to learn about Louise Hay and start your inner affirmations, and you can erase that disease. You can do it. You can do it. You have to take control of your life and go to Louise Hay, look her up, read the book, You Can Heal Your Life. I worked with her for 5 years.
Okay.
And visualize the cancer and just see it just popping out of your body. Just pop it out every day.
All right. Jennifer, here's another antidote. And this is about a 9-year-old boy that was given 6 months to live with cancer. And for some reason, he started drawing a glue gun, and it dripped down on top of the cancer. And he was losing most of his hair. And finally, when he went to the doctor looked at him, he said, "You got your hair back." And he lost the cancer. The cancer mm-hmm. went away.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, all right, that's one out of a gazillion, but there's ways of doing that. to get your mind to work for it. And there are some of those types of antidotes.
Yeah, and Jennifer, you can talk to me offline, and I will be able to help you and give you some wonderful inner work to do that I'm sure will help.
Okay, that's fine. Okay? That's great.
Thank you for calling. Let's find out.
We're with you.
Thank you.
We're with you. So, Frank, we're at the end of the show. Would you please tell people your phone number so that they can reach you?
My number is 862-684-1904.
One more time.
862-684-1904.
And this is Elizabeth Joyce, and I have a 24-hour answering service, and my phone number, which is always available day or night, is 201-934-8986. Leave a message, and we will get back to you. And thank you, everyone, for listening to tonight's show. We're going to get ready for the meditation now, and the meditation is Let Love Be Your Master. And first, we're going to hear First Love Story, which is a poem by Rumi that William Vitalis put to music. We're going to close out with Richard Schulman, who will play a part of Ascension Harmonics. And the music is a very, very high vibration. So try to just listen to it, relax, and breathe it in. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next week. Good night.
Somewhere they're in each other. And now it's time for the Let's Find Out weekly meditation. Please sit in a chair with both feet flat on the floor and legs uncrossed. Keeping your spine straight, take a deep breath. Release the breath, take another deep breath. Release the breath, one more deep breath. Release the breath. Closing your eyes, lean back and soak in the music of Richard Schulman and Ascension Harmonics. This piece is called Love. Love is the master. Love is the one who masters all things. I am mastered totally by love, by my passion of love for love. I have grown sweet as sugar. O furious wind, I am only a straw before you. How could I know where I would be blown to next? Whoever claims to have made a pact with destiny reveals himself as a liar and a fool. What is any one of us but a straw in a storm? How could anyone make a pact with a hurricane? God is working everywhere. His massive resurrection is coming. How can we pretend to act on our own? In the hand of love, I am like a cat in a sack. Sometimes love hoists me into the air. Sometimes love flings me into the air. Love swings me around and around like a Ferris wheel. I have no peace in this world or any other unless the lovers of God have fallen on me in a furious river of rippling energy. The love force has surrendered itself to love's command. Like milkweeds, they turn day and night, night and day, constantly turning and turning and crying out, reaching for more, expanding for more, filling my heart with more. Stay close to my heart, I pray. Stay close to my heart and to the one who knows your ways, your blessed higher self. Come into the shade of the tree that always has fresh flowers. Don't stroll idly through the bazaar or the perfume makers. Stay in the shop of the sugar seller. If you don't find true balance, anyone can deceive you. Anyone can trick out anything of straw and make you glad for taking it. Don't squat with a bowl before every boiling pot. In each pot on fire, you find very different things. Not all are sugar cans, not all have sugar, and not all emptiness winds up at a peak. Not all eyes possess vision, and not every sea is full of pearls. O nightingale with your voice of dark honey, go on lamenting. Only in your drunken ecstasy can pierce the rock's hard heart. Surrender yourself, and if you cannot be welcomed by a friend, know that you are rebelling inwardly, like a thread, like a vibration that doesn't want to go through the needle's eye. The awakened heart is a lamb. Protect it by the hem of your robe. Hurry and get out of this wind, for the weather is turning bad. And when you have left this storm, you will become a fountain. You will find a friend, and there will always be one nearby to nourish your soul. And with your soul always green, you will grow tall like a tree, flowering and leafing always with sweet, light fruit, whose growth is within your interior. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. And melt into the music of Richard Schulman and love.